This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
I know we touched on this a little bit last week. Does there need to be some more oversight on these sort of groups? I know we have freedom of religion, but at what point is it not religion? And it's just... It's abuse. It's mind control. What is that fine line there, and how do we define it?
Yeah, it's a really hard question. You know, there was a case in Los Angeles just a couple weeks ago, or no, San Jose area, California, where this religious group, people, I believe, from South America who had these bizarre Pentecostal beliefs about casting out demons. And they killed a 3-year-old child in an exorcism. And it was the child and grandchild of the people involved in the exorcism. And, you know, these horrendous things that happen, and they don't all get national news. Mm-hmm. But this kind of bizarre stuff is really dangerous. And whether it's people withholding medical care because of faith healing, and so they have, somebody die because they didn't get their insulin, a lot of those cases happen too. And it seems like we don't really have a way to do much intervening because of our freedom of religion and respect for everybody's beliefs until something awful has happened.
Well, even, you know, awful things happen and then we go, well, they're nuts. But it's like, this is happening all over. I mean, if you start digging into these beliefs, especially when you get into some rural areas of the country, all over, it doesn't matter what part of the country, get into rural areas, you're going to have some more kind of one-off beliefs or 10-off beliefs because there's not a lot of anybody saying, this isn't the best of ideas. But why is that? I mean, how do people fall into stuff like this? And I get one thing, if you are brought up into it and you have no choice, it's basically you're brainwashing your kids. That I can understand. But an individual just from the outside coming in going, this seems like a great group. I mean, there were several with the Daybells that were like, oh yeah, we're hearing this stuff too. We're feeling the demons and all that. And then they subscribe to the insane stuff that Chad was writing about. How, I mean, it seems like impossible to bring people into that, but I guess not. It's probably quite easy if you have the right type of mind that you're talking to.
Yeah, it seems to me like people who have this predisposition to magical thinking and a lot of paranoia, so they tend to always be looking outward at, you know, some kind of force that's out to get me or causing harm in my life. And so when something doesn't go well for me, it's not because it was just, you know, the car broke down today and I had bad luck. It's like, no, Satan was doing this and Satan was out to get me. And so it's a very childish kind of way of looking at the world. But there are a lot of very childish people who think like this. And when you put, you know, the devil involved in it, I mean, that's one of the things that you see over and over and over with these groups that get so dangerous, is there's always this paranoid factor involving the devil or evil spirits. And it's just something that it seems to be kind of this cognitive lapse that some people are prone to. They're just not very good at thinking.
Is it a coping mechanism for some people where their brains just can't contemplate that maybe the world is just kind of a shitty place sometimes and there's bad people out there and just bad things happen sometimes, like your car breaking down in an inconvenient spot or time? Yeah. Like that just can happen. It's not the devil. And there's just bad people out there. They're not possessed. They're just maybe bad people.
Right.
Why is that such a hard thing to comprehend for some? And it's easier to comprehend. It's the devil. It's evil spirits. I mean, that seems a little more difficult to grasp than just the reality of the situation.
Yeah, for a normal thinking adult, somebody who can think with their logical mind, clearly this paranoid sense of there's always this force out to get me, or the anytime something bad happens, it's the devil or Satan doing this to me, or evil spirits. That's not the way normal adults think. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think that's one of the things that's most horrifying about these cases is how many people do not think logically and don't seem to be very well grounded in reality, that there can be this many of them out there seemingly functioning in society, but having these really bizarre beliefs.
And how does one help anybody pull back from that? I mean, if you're like a family member of, and you have like a sibling or something that's really subscribed to this sort of stuff, and you know, like, this isn't healthy, this is almost getting dangerous. I mean, they're not easy to convince otherwise, especially when it comes and you add religion to the belief. I mean, is there ever a way to help, you know, I guess, enlighten somebody, like, this is not all of that?
No, at times, I think if you can get people out of the group and maybe do more questioning and you know, just trying to plug in their thinking brain more, you might be able to have some influence and get them to see that, okay, maybe there is another point of view here. But it's truly difficult for some of them to ever shift them out of that. Mm-hmm. And they tend to be drawn to other like-minded people. So, you know, they congregate, they find each other at these yeah. religious meetings, and it's really hard to shift.
Yeah.
I can't say we have a lot of success with it.
Especially when you have it being reinforced over and over by then your like-minded people, then I'm not wrong because all these other people think this is right. And I mean, it's a weird way of surviving and living in a world where you're not necessarily being truly threatened by these things that they feel threatened by.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I looked up, you know, the other day, what was it? 70% of people believe that there's a literal Satan walking on the earth, you know?
Yeah.
But when you have this many people who are prone to believing things like that, you know, it's kind of hard to go, how do we help people shift into something that's maybe a more reasonable way to look at the world?
Eventually, there'll be more of these people. It feels like they're coming out mm-hmm. of the woodwork mm-hmm. and we're seeing more and more. It's a scary thought.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.